So let's come to the body. Into the moment right now. And bring the body into the position. And sink into a very relaxed body. Also try to relax the face. Between the eyebrows. Maybe the mind needs some more concentration. And try to bring some more concentration. And maybe you have to relax the mind, giving more space, relaxing the clinging mind. And from your heart, try to feel connected with all of them. Try to open your heart for all living beings. Maybe there's no space in your heart to exchange the self-cherishing mind for the mind of cherishing others. More understandable when I say exchange your attachment for love and compassion instead of what can I get, what can I do. Because then your heart opens. And try to bring all living beings into your heart, to hold them dear, very dear. And not even to forget about one. And recognize they all have the wish for happiness. And nobody wishes for pain, just like myself. So by making this effort, may this session become very beneficial for the benefit of all living beings. I'm going to benefit them. With these conditions, I'll be able to benefit. Because constantly we create causes for enlightenment. Constantly. Will bring together good conditions. There is enlightenment in a very short time. It just becomes a matter of time for the benefit of all living beings. And we start with a very soft body and try to bring it into position. Maybe bring the shoulders a little bit more backwards, a little bit into a stretching, and just relax them. Your head is straight. And I make a strong determination not to move for 25 minutes. And even the body becomes very itchy. You want to itch, wants to scratch. Don't move. So bring the body into position and make a strong determination not to move. And whatever arises, I'm taking this depart. Like a spiritual warrior. To take it as the parts. And I bring that tension on your head. On the surface of the crown of your head. In the size of your concentration point, the size of a ping pong ball. Just the word. No thinking. No conceptualization. Just the feeling. So bring the conditions together. Concentration point. 100% concentrated with an equanimous state of mind. And I'll make this area bigger, like the size of your hands. The top of your head. And then on the out-breath, we move this area of awareness, which is the size of your hand, down to the left side of your head, on the out-breath. On the left side of your head, size of your hand. You can say, towards your left ear. And it's on the in-breath that you focus more in. And then slowly, you move towards the back of your head. But how you move, it's like on the out-breath. So on the out-breath, you move a little bit to the back of your head. And on the in-breath, you stop moving, and you focus more in. And again, on the out-breath, move a little bit more with this area, size of your hand, to the back of your head. And on the in-breath, again, you focus more in. And don't go too fast. Little steps. On the out-breath, you move this area more to the back of your head. And on the in-breath, you stop moving, but you focus more in, bringing more concentration into this area. And go on like this till your awareness and your concentration point is at the back of your head. And then gently go on like this. You move towards the right side of your head, towards your right ear. So in the out-breath, you move your awareness, field of awareness. On the in-breath, you stop moving, but focus more in. and go on like this. And then move towards your forehead. On the out breath you move. On the in breath you stop moving and focus more in on the in breath. And again on the out breath you move towards your forehead. You reach your forehead and stay there. And still on the in-breath, try to focus more in. And then gently we move downwards over the face. On the out-breath, on the in-breath, you focus in. Very gently down. Over your cheeks, over your nose, the mouth, your chin. And then move down towards your throat. With this area of awareness, on the out-breath, move down towards your throat. And hold this determination not to move, even not the fingers. If you want to scratch somewhere because it's itching, don't scratch. And gently move into your left shoulder, over your left shoulder. In the same way, out breath you move, on the in breath you focus more in. From the left shoulder, gently on the out breath, you start to move down through the arm, towards your elbow, your wrist, down into the fingers, the hand itself. And when you're in the hand, stay there a couple of moments. Focus more in on the in-breath. Especially the palm of your hands. And then gently move backwards up through the left arm towards your left shoulder. If you're ready, reach your shoulder and stay there. And focus more in on the in-breath. From your left shoulder, you sink into your chest, but sink into the left side of the body, the left side of the chest. And stay with the left side of the body and sink more down. Move more downwards on the out breaths. In breathing, focus more in. Down towards the left side of your belly. If you already reach the area of the belly, then you go in the middle of the belly and stay there for a while. Like more the area, like four fingers under the navel. And then you move to the right side of your belly. And then gently, you move upwards, the right side of your body, on the out-breath. Move your area of awareness, move it up. Choose your chest, the right side of the chest. Moving it up. With your right shoulder, and gently move it towards the back of your neck. And with your awareness, cover both the shoulders on the back sides. And then concentrate that the moment is soft. Sorry, that the body is very soft, not tense. Check especially your legs. And then we move on the out-breath. We move downwards over our back. The left and the right side of the back. Slowly moving downwards towards your lower back. And now bring your awareness from your lower back inwards into the body, into your hip. Sorry, it's like a ball inside your hip. Try to go into this. The in-breath you focus in. It is hip bone. It's like a bowl. Your awareness is in there. And then gently in the out-breath, let your awareness go through your left leg down towards the knee. On the in-breath, focus in, not moving. On the out-breath, you move your awareness further towards the knee. And gently move downwards your lower leg into your ankle, your foot, the sole of the foot, the left foot. And gently move back upwards towards your hip, in the ball of the hip. And we say three breaths in the hip, the ball of the hip. Before you go, into your right leg. Try not to move the body. There's a reason why you do this. Down in your right leg, down towards your right foot, the soles of the foot, the sole of the foot. And gently from the sole of the foot you move back upwards into the ball of the hip. When you're back in the ball of the hip, your concentration like a flat disc. And this flat disc also covers inside of the body. And with this disc, you start to move up to the body. On the out-breath you move, on the in-breath you focus more in. And you move up, right, towards the crown of the head. And from there you start to move down. On the out-breath you move, on the in-breath focus more in. And also then when you go down, try to include your arms. And go down, also the legs. And there again you move up. know the bread just as it goes, just as it comes, not moving with the bread, but this start to move it up and down through the body, top of the crown, and just keep moving down to the body and again up. It's like a little bit like a free flow. Don't control the breath. And then bring the full focus towards the pain in the body. The pain is the most obvious now. And try to stay there. It's on the in-breath that you focus more in. On the out-breath, it's more like releasing. And you can make your concentration, the concentration point more sharp. Even sharp like a needle to penetrate even more deeper into the nature of the pain. Discover the nature of the pain. When it suddenly disappears, find another pain in the body. On the in-breath, you focus more in, sharp like a needle. On the out-breath, you relax. Relax in the feeling. Discover the nature of the pain. And then to finish this practice, you concentrate very strongly on the soles of the feet and the palms of the hands. On the in-breath you feel, and the out-breath with all your focus on the palms of the hands, the soles of the feet. It's releasing on the out-breath. And then very gently let go this method, your concentration point, but try to be present. And start to move very gently your body. Very gently. Not too fast, gently. Maybe with the fingertips, the toes. Very gently, not too fast. very little slow movements. Very good. And slowly make the movements a little bit bigger. Also, not too fast. You start to stretch your legs. Not jump up, but slowly. And so this can give any reaction, because the mind can get triggered on a deeper level. Any reaction. Don't worry, yeah. Take your time, yeah. For some people, yes, very scary, yeah.
No, body scanning.
Oh, body scan, yes, yeah. And try to sink back into a very soft body. And try to generate this virtuous mind of love. Just for a moment, to cultivate love for yourself. May I be happy. And be free from suffering. And with this compassion for yourself. Try to feel this in your well-being. The thought is energy. Maybe you can even feel it in your well-being. May I be happy and be free from suffering. Be well and happy. And how wonderful it would be if all living beings would have happiness and the causes of happiness, when they would be well and happy. When they would be free from pain, free from suffering. And how wonderful it would be if I could bring in the happiness they deeply wish for and release them from suffering by myself alone. How wonderful that would be. So let's dedicate the positive energy we're having done this practice, that it may have a cause for us to gain the highest enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. And not to forget even about one. May become like a Buddha for the benefit of all living beings. In order this dedication gives results. That's why I go for the highest. Brings the conditions together. Becomes a source of happiness for all living beings. Wow, how wonderful. So take your time to finish the session here. And try to feel this heart connection with all living beings. Recognize as someone else in the break time when you have your dinner. So take your time. I have to finish the session here.